You're listening to David Matto Radio.
Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
It's Dr. Dave, and welcome back to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. It's the show where I help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Got a lot of great people with me today. I want to thank all of you if you're listening to me. I think some of you are. You told me you would be. So the guys that and gals that I spoke to at the Whole Foods talk last week in Annapolis, Maryland. It was great. I had about 60 people out there. Great audience. I showed you how to supercharge your life by doing it in 10 ways. And we had a great time. And I want to thank you so much for just having me out there. I can't wait to come back again. It was incredible. By the way, before we get into our main topic today, if you have not yet signed up for the vegan open mic, the vegan Indian buffet and open mic in Owings Mills, Maryland on May the 6th, I've literally got, I think, 2 to 3 seats left. The thing is virtually sold out. I'm holding a few for you. If you want to come, let me know. And by the way, if you think you're too far away from Owings Mills, Maryland, let me just share something with you. I've got somebody coming in from Oklahoma City. That's quite a distance. His name is Steve. He'll be there. You get to meet him. I've got somebody that just signed up last night. He is coming in from Las Vegas to attend this thing. That's true. He's Las Vegas, Nevada, coming in to attend this thing. And plus, I've got a couple people that are going to be in from Japan that are coming. So if you think you're too far away and the distance is separating us because it's just, hey, shut up. You got to get there. It's going to be awesome. The first one we did was incredible. We had not only fantastic food from this vegan Indian buffet, all you can eat, but then after that, people stepped up to the microphone on the stage, and it was just an awesome evening. I want to see you there. Again, I've got just literally, I think 2 or 3 tickets left. It's virtually sold out. Let me know if you want to take those last few tickets. I'd love to hang out with you. Let's get into our main topic of the day. And that's a topic I want to call a side hustle. Now, what is a side hustle exactly? Well, a side hustle is kind of like a side business, a side job, something you're doing in addition to your day job to either have fun with or potentially make some money. And a lot of people do a little side hustle because it's something they ultimately want to make turn into their full-time business. Now, I have to admit, I have been using this term for a while. It's been around for quite some time. I did some research on the term side hustle, and the term actually goes back to the 1950s. It was primarily used in the African American community for kind of like a side or part-time job to make some extra money for the family. And the word hustle can have many different connotations. Hustle, when you talk about hustling somebody, that means usually it sounds kind of bad. I'm going to hustle them out of some money. But no, a side hustle is not that at all. A side hustle is simply something you're doing in addition to your regular work to as a hobby to have some fun or potentially to make some money. I'm going to share something. I think you've got a side hustle in you, and I can prove it to you right now. So if it's something that you've thought about doing, if you started kind of like a little side thing going, or you haven't done it yet, or let's say you've had something going for a few years and you're just not sure where to take it, I'll tell you a quick story. When I was a practicing dentist back in the 80s, I had an idea for a little side hustle. And the way this came about was I had some patients in my practice that were just delinquent payers. They owed me money. They rightfully owed me money for treatment that was done. And for some reason, they just never paid me. And I also have a brother. Some of you know this. I have a brother that's a dentist also. His name is Dr. Rich Matto. And he was practicing, not in the same practice, but about 30 miles away from where I was. And he was experiencing the same problem. So together, my brother Rich and I came up with this so-called collection form. It was a form that we designed totally on our own. And we started sending it to our patients that owed us money. And sure enough, wham, checks started coming in to the mailbox. And sometimes patients officers would even come in and give put cash on the counter and say, please, please, I don't want to get in any more trouble. Here's the money I owe you. And this thing worked incredibly well. So we had this idea kind of to start a little side hustle. Now, this was back in 1989. I didn't know the term at all, but what we started doing was we started marketing this form, this collection form, to other dentists in the area first. Some bought them, and then we decided to try to market it through direct mail. There was no internet back then, pretty much, to speak of, so we started marketing it through direct mail. And sure enough, dentists all over the country started buying our little stupid collection form. Well, it didn't stop there. We started marketing this thing to other doctors, optometrists, podiatrists, chiropractors, physicians. And then it didn't stop there either. Different types of businesses, florists, funeral homes, automotive people, anybody that had the potential to be owed money by clients, patients, customers. This little business started taking off, and that was my side hustle. Well, fast forward a few years from that, we started developing some other products for dentists and other doctors, and in 1993, I actually sold my dental practice, which, by the way, was a very successful and a lucrative practice. I sold it to devote my full time into this quote-unquote side hustle, which, by the way, over many, many, many years, it has blossomed into this pretty much international, we speak all over, mainly all over North America, United States and Canada. We have products for doctors. We do all kinds of things to help people become more successful. So that was my side hustle that turned into a full-time hustle, full-time job, full-time business, a serious, serious business. I have fun with it. I can pretty much work from wherever I am because, if I have a cell phone and a computer and an internet connection, you can pretty much do anything these days. So, I've got some more side hustles that the term is not negative or derogatory in any way. Side hustles are a way to do other things outside of your main job, outside of your main business. And a side hustle I've had lately, oh my God, I've been helping people like you make your life better. I mean, I have been, I've been working with individuals on a one-to-one basis, coaching. I think coaching is probably a better term. And really, really turning lives around. I love it. I love it. It's something I can do from pretty much wherever I am. And it's just so fulfilling to meet somebody like you, for example, meet somebody. And after several phone calls or being with them for, on the phone or communicating by email or whatever it might be, totally, totally to change a life. There's nothing better than that. There really isn't anything better. So I'll throw this out there. If you have something that you're trying to achieve in your life and you just have not been able to do it, you're not sure what direction to turn, it may be worth a phone call. It may be worth you and I chatting on the phone. Now, do I talk to every single person that requests a call? No, my life is really, really busy. Thank God. Things are really great, and I don't have the time to talk to every single person that wants to talk. But if I think there's a match, if I think we're vibrating at the same frequency, if you send me an email, and by the way, my email address is rundrdave@gmail.com. It's rundrdave@gmail.com. Let me know what you're thinking. Let me know why you want to talk. Let me know what you're trying to achieve, trying to do that you just can't get done. It could be anything. It could be anywhere from like losing weight to being stronger to developing a side hustle or something that you want to do in your regular business or job or whatever it might be, a relationship. Throw it out there to me. If you want, maybe we can jump on the phone and chat about it a little bit and see if we can, see if we can work together. I'm not sure, but maybe we can. Let's take it one step at a time. I don't rush anybody into anything. That's kind of my message for today. I just want to go back to the Annapolis talk I did this past week. I had such a great time speaking to 60 people. So many people came up to me at the end. They were asking great questions, and I was giving business cards and hoping to stay in touch. My wife, Yoko, actually made a pretty big hit there. She is as you probably know if you're a longtime listener, she is a massage therapist, and she does a lot of different modalities and energy work, and she is a great yogi and meditator. And I think when we come back there, there. We're invited to come back there sometime, maybe in the fall, maybe in October. I'm going to, Yoko and I might do like a talk together, because Yoko has, when we were driving back home in the car, she was telling me some of the things I could have brought up. And I said, Yoko, you'd be perfect at this. I think maybe next time we do this, you should talk some. She's got so much to share. So look out for Yoko to be doing some speaking with me in the near future. I think she'd be a tremendous asset. And she just connects with people, even though English is not her first language. If you just, just think about what she's saying, listen to her, connect with her. She's got some incredible life-changing things out there. She's been on the show before. So if you're a long time listener, you've heard Yoko, you've heard her voice, you've heard her wisdom and great, great advice on my show. Maybe we'll get her back here pretty soon. What I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and have a healthy breakfast right now, which, by the way, people ask all the time what I eat for breakfast. I'm going to share this with you because it's healthy. It works for me. It gives me energy. I have some type of a cereal. It's a veganic cereal that I do buy at Whole Foods or local stores like Wegmans or something. And the Wegmans actually doesn't have it. Whole Foods has it. I don't even have the name right in front of me, but I've talked about it for a while. I will make sure I get this to you in the show notes. But the most important thing is I pile tons of fresh organic fruit on this cereal. It could be oatmeal also, but tons of fresh organic fruit. And chia seeds, flax seeds, hemp seeds, some pecans, walnuts. Let's see, what else do I put on there? Well, almond milk. And it becomes an incredibly filling, healthy meal that I enjoy almost every single morning. I can have it, a form of it, even when I'm traveling in a hotel room. I bring oatmeal, instant oatmeal, which is organic and no sugar added, nothing added to it. And I'll bring almond milk and maybe some flax seeds or hemp seeds and shake it up in one of those shaker bottles and let it sit for a while. You do not have to heat oatmeal for it to work really well. And after letting it sit for 5 or 10 minutes or so, it's like an incredibly filling, healthy breakfast in a shaker bottle in a hotel room, which literally costs almost nothing. And I've also been asked if I would do this, and I'm going to do this pretty soon, help people travel for pennies on the dollar. I've really figured out how to travel all across the USA and more, basically really on the cheap, keeping well within your budget. I do not spend a lot of money when I travel. And if you follow me, you know that I travel quite a bit. A lot of it is for business. Some of it's purely for pleasure. But I've truly mastered the art of being able to travel around at least North America for very, very little money. So I'll be talking about that sometime really soon. Anyway, I'm going to get back in there. We're going to have a little bit of really healthy, nutritious, vegan breakfast. And I will share, I'll tell you something. If you want to hang out with me one quick second, I'm going to share the exact cereal I'm eating this morning. So if you want to go to Whole Foods or some other place that has really healthy natural foods, you're going to be able to find this. It is called, let me walk right over to it now. It's called Veganic Sprouted Ancient Maize Flakes. It's by a company called One Degree Organic Foods. Again, Veganic Sprouted Ancient Maize Flakes. Google that. See what comes up. I am positive information about this incredibly healthy cereal will pop up. But again, regular good old oatmeal is perfect for this as well. Hey, until next week, I am Dr. Dave. I'll see ya.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.